Jason, congratulations first of all on your victory the last night. It must be great to get back back in the ring and back to winning ways.
Yeah, it's great to finish off the year now with a good victory, and obviously put the last fight behind me now and push forward into a big 2020.
First of all, Jason, about the fight the last night, you must be reasonably happy the way things went. It was a quick victory in the end, up in the third round, but just to get in and get a couple of rounds under your belt again, must have been a great feeling.
Yeah, it was good. You know, he was a tricky enough operator. He's a well-schooled fighter, and he's been about the block for a while. He's got plenty of experience about him and everything as well, you know. So it took me kind of a round or two to figure him out, his style and everything like that there, because he was a little bit tricky to get in at and to get the shots landed clean on him. But once I did then, and I hurt him in the second round, but he wasn't really that hurt that he was ready to go, so I couldn't kind of push on the gas too much. And then I hit him early enough in the third round, and I seen his eyes kind of daze a wee bit, and I could see his legs wobble, so it was time then to go for the kill.
I seen the footage, he looked as if you were anxious enough to get it finished when you did in the third, and you made no mistake.
Yeah, well, that's the thing, just myself looking back on it now, I probably got a wee bit too over anxious and too excited and tried to get him out of there too quick, you know. I could have done it probably a little bit more neater and tidier and clinical as well. But, you know, I was just, once I seen him hurt, once I seen him ready to go, I just took full tilt then and tried to get him out of there as soon as I could.
Jason, boxing's not, it's different to compared to a lot of other sports. Like if you're playing a soccer match, you're back in action next week. If you're playing a game of golf, you could be playing tomorrow. But in boxing, it's usually months and months. If you have a defeat, it's mentally tough to get back into the ring. It takes so long to get back into the ring.
Yeah, that's it. And, you know, it was such a thing that was talked about there for a long time, was my defeat. But then when people says, how long ago was it since your last fight? Like, it was only about 4 months ago since that fight. So it wasn't that long ago when you look at it as well, but it's nice to get that kind of thing gone now, do you know what I mean? It's nice to be like, I won my last fight, instead of having that kind of lingering over you that you lost your last fight and things like that. It's all about your mindset, obviously, as well. You know, you need to keep your mindset positive, and you need to understand, even if I didn't have got, if I hadn't have got this fight in December there just passed, it would be like, look, the fight happened, how do I learn from it, how do I improve from it, how do I move on a better, stronger person? And that's kind of what I was doing, and I think that's why the time kind of flew in to this fight there that happened on Thursday night. So it was good to get the victory, it was good to get a good one now to finish out the year, enjoy Christmas now, and be back out early in 2020 again.
Tell me, for people listening, everybody's interested, just you have a new man with you, Andy Lee. Was it, what kind of work were you doing? Was it physical work, or was it mentally looking at the side of things, or how did he progress you?
Me and Andy have worked on, we haven't worked on nothing massive, do you know what I mean? Like, you're not going to make, I'm 28 years of age now, I've been in the game a long time, you're not going to change nothing dramatically. And there's just a few simple things that we had to tweak, we had to change technique-wise, how I look at the fight, how I prepare for a fight, your mental kind of awareness heading into a fight, and different things they got there. Just simple little small things that need tweaking. There's no big drastic change needed. It's just little small simple things, bits of tweaking to get everything right and to get everything on point. And, you know, it's still not perfect yet. It'll never be perfect, but we're going to try and get it as close to perfect as we can. And that fight there that just happened, that was one step closer to where we want to get to. There's still a lot of things to be worked on, there's still a lot of things to be progressing on that me and Andy has ourselves in plan and in place, and that's what we're working on now. And the team up since the start now has just been great. It's been growing every training session, every camp, everything that we've been doing has been so enjoyable, has been such a learning experience, and the relationship between me and Andy keeps growing and getting better and better.
Listen, it all looked great, but as you say, it's Christmas in a couple of weeks. I know you don't want to look too far ahead, but what's next? Is it just more training, or will the next thing be organising the next fight? Obviously, it's always the way in boxing, I suppose.
Yeah, well, I had a good talk with my management team and Golden Boy after the fight, and me and Andy told them that we wanted to get back out early, and they were more than happy. They were like, yes, let's get going now. Let's hit the ground running in 2020 and make 2020 a big year. So they're looking to get me back out now in February time again next year. And I'll be coming to LA for the month of January for a training camp as well out here in Los Angeles.
Listen, we have you on the line. I'll have to ask you about the big fight tonight. Joshua and Ruiz, get a prediction off you. What do you think will happen tonight?
Honest to God, hey, I've been doing loads of predictions for this, and every time I go to do the prediction, my mind keeps changing, so it does, because every time I'm looking at it, I'm seeing something different. Every time I look back on the fight, I'm seeing something different. And now with the weigh-in, Ruiz has come in a lot heavier than Joshua. I think he's got 4 stone weight advantage over Joshua. Joshua's come in lighter than his last fight as well. People can look at it and say, oh, Ruiz is putting on weight, he's not doing nothing right, he must be just living the life now as a world champion and everything like that. And then people's looking, Joshua's trimmed down, he's very bulky, very thick, very muscular for his last fight. It's going to be very interesting. I think Joshua is going to put on a better performance this time. I think he's going to box a lot better, he's going to be a lot smarter, cuter. But the danger is always going to be there with Ruiz. I think Ruiz could still, if he lands that big shot, he could still knock Joshua out. So it's up in the air, and I'm sitting on the fence here with it. I know I am, but I'm going to go with Anthony Joshua. I think Joshua is going to outbox Ruiz this time.
Good man, Jason. Listen, you're up to 17 victories now as a professional. Great achievement, and hopefully things will look bright and for you next year, and hopefully things go well. Thanks very much for joining us this evening.
Thanks very much for having me. I appreciate it.